On this week's episode of Keeping It Real, Cam Marston tells us how Christmas lights epitomize suffering for the sake of love, and how he wishes all Christmas decorations were small and kept waist high.
I heard the expression not long ago of work that includes suffering for the sake of love. There are lots of jobs to which this applies, and parenting is certainly one. There's a lot of suffering for the sake of your children as a part of parenting. However, nothing epitomizes suffering for the sake of love more so than Christmas lights. The older I get, the bigger fan I become of only a few small, subtle, waist-high Christmas decorations. This is because historically, I've been the primary Christmas light hanger inside and outside my house. In our house, holiday decorations include wreaths, Christmas trees, yes, trees, multiple manger scenes, advent calendars, pine-scented candles, and lights everywhere. We have icicle lights, twinkling lights, and lighted balls of different colors and sizes, and multiple timers that turn them on around sunset and off around midnight. There are lots of lights inside the house and many more outside the house. Lights are on the Christmas trees, of course, but they are also on several trees in the yard. One tree is a magnificent old live oak with lights on the entire length of several of its lowest, longest branches, which requires me to climb to the very top of a very tall extension ladder with hundreds of zip ties in my pockets. There are also lights on the patio and on the mantle over the fireplace. It looks as if the North Pole has thrown up on our house. My wife and my kids love it. I do what's asked. I complain, try not to, but I do. This is overkill, I say. This is too much. They accuse me of being a Scrooge every year. I think my father was much the same when he was my age and I was a teen. I remember him saying that we should get an artificial tree, set it where we like it, have Mom decorate it just right, and after Christmas cut a hole in the ceiling and winch it up into a space in the attic and lower it again next year in early December. I thought that was so cynical. Now, I get it. Last night, my wife stated loudly for the family to hear that she's declaring a Christmas light war with a neighbor 10 doors away. 10 doors is not a neighbor. 10 doors down the street is outside any normal Christmas light war zone. She's looking for an excuse to get more lights. And should the words Christmas light war ever appear in the same sentence from sane people? I think not, but none of this matters to her or my kids. They're off to war. Another trip to Lowe's is in the cards for me for more lights, hundreds of more zip ties, and probably a taller extension ladder. And 1 month from now, we will reverse the process. I'll try not to complain, but I probably will, and I will try to keep reminding myself of what this really is. Suffering for the sake of love. I'm Cam Marston. I'm just trying to keep it real.
To hear more of Cam Marston's commentaries, search for Keeping It Real on your favorite podcast app or find them on Facebook.